forgot my dream. Over. But it was really exciting to feel the engines light and then finally take off for that 8.5 minute ride into low Earth orbit. Over. You know, it's a little difficult at first because you're not used to using your feet to hold on to things. You're very used to having your feet firmly planted on the ground and your hands do all the holding. But your body learns very quickly to adapt to space, and soon you begin to move around just like a monkey. Over. Thankfully, no, there is no turbulence in the ISS, just like a plane. The ISS is really stable. Sometimes we can feel it when we do a reboost, but it's a very slight feeling. Most of the time, it is very still. Over. So I actually have not been out the door in a spacewalk yet, but I've watched a couple other folks go out, and it's just amazing to see those suits outside the airlock on the outside part of the ISS, fixing things that need to be fixed and then bringing them back in, and the suits have a very certain smell after they come back in the airlock, almost like a burnt electrical smell, and we call that the smell of space. Over. And I think you asked, have you seen a lot of aurora borealis? And the answer is yes. We actually do up here out our window in the cupola, and we see them over the south coast of Australia, and we saw a really nice view of the northern lights a few weeks ago. Over. I think you can. We have a great deal of very good camera equipment up here with some 800 to 1600 millimeter lenses, and I think if we zoom down far enough, we can see them. They won't be terribly clear, but we can definitely tell where you are. Over. I think it is possible. You know, the hard part with focusing in on a smaller area is how fast the ISS is moving. We're moving at 17,500 miles an hour, and so we travel very quickly over the Earth's surface. So we have to know exactly at the point at which we want to start shooting, but I think it is definitely possible. Over. So during our spare time, we look out the window a lot and end up calling our families. We can actually call cell phones from up here as long as we have satellite coverage. And so we call our families a lot and talk to them on the phone. We have movie nights up here on Saturday nights and enjoy that as a crew. Last night we actually had a movie night on a Sunday. Honestly, I think some of the most complicated tasks we do is fixing our toilet, which sounds pretty funny, but it's a very complicated system, and there's a lot of parts in there that you don't want to leak out because it can contain some dangerous fluid, and so we're always very careful with all the tubes and hoses and electrical wires, but that's actually one of our most complicated things up here. Over. I think the most fascinating task I've done up here so far is worked on some cancer therapy research where we were actually studying cancer cells and looking at chemotherapy on those cells because the cells like to grow in our bodies, of course, but they really like to grow in space very, very well. Much easier for scientists to study them. Over. I think it can be hard, but we do it for so long, we get into a nice routine, and then you realize that the days you don't work out, you actually miss it very much. But we do a lot of lifting of weights, a lot of interval training, a lot of aerobic activity. Over. Not the same. They watch our weight pretty quickly. They watch how much we're eating so that we try and stay very stable because we want the Soyuz vehicle to be balanced on landing. That being said, some people do lose 5 to 6 pounds and some people gain 5 to 6 pounds or so. Over. Honestly, my best memory of space is looking out at the continent of Africa and watching as the thunderstorms roll across Africa at night. It's one of the most beautiful things you will ever see, and it's hard to describe what it's like to see thunderstorms on an entire continent. Over. I think the worst memory is just the first few days because you don't feel very good up here, and it's very neat to be on board the space station, but you don't feel great, and it's hard to get some things done, and you kind of feel lost for a couple days until you get your footing, and then things become easier and easier and easier every day. Over. Absolutely, that's probably the hardest part about being up here, is missing your friends and family. We do get to talk with them on the phone, but we only see them once a week, and it's still hard because you want to share things with them and share all the beautiful things that you see up here. And so you can send them some pictures, but it's not quite like being here. Over. So honestly, the way I'll answer that question is one of the neatest things I've seen up here is looking out the cupola, our window to the Earth, and watching other vehicles pull up, just like in a parking lot. And we had a SpaceX Dragon vehicle pull up just a couple days ago to park here on ISS. And it really makes you stop and reflect on how far we've come as a planet to living in space, that cargo vehicles come and go very easily to a space station. It's certainly not easy to do, but we make it look easy. And so, to me, it's one of the neatest things I've seen up here, and it kind of makes me dream about that a little bit. Over. I would absolutely love to. The last time I was in France was in probably about 10 years ago, so I would love to come visit. Over. Yeah, it was fantastic talking with everybody today from the International Space Station. Good luck with the rest of your school year.